Today's New Testament reading is from Revelation, the third chapter. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. Not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Matthew Tooman from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Wahpeton, North Dakota.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our text for today, Jesus speaks to three churches. Actually, these three churches are a part of the seven churches to whom Jesus speaks, as recorded in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Jesus addresses these seven churches as they experience in the course of life various trials, tribulations, temptations, and failures. These challenges are common to the entire church in this age. And so, to the church, even your local congregation, and even you. Jesus speaks in our text for today. He addresses the whole church that is holy and pure because of the Word of God, and yet experiences deep challenges. In the church, there are people who do good works, thinking that these good works will be enough and that their activity in the church will save them. Jesus proclaims to those who find righteousness in themselves, "I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God." In the church, we find that there is persecution. There is persecution from outside, and there is even persecution from inside. Jesus encourages his people as they face resistance in this world because of him. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. There is also in the church people who are unbelievers, who do not believe in the salvation that Jesus brings. And this unbelief reflects itself in aimlessness and a spiritual moroseness. Jesus provokes those who are complacent in unbelief. "I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." And these, for whom Jesus died to forgive their sins, keep Jesus at bay, desiring not the presence of the Lord. And Jesus is standing and knocking at the door because he wants to come and dwell with the one whom he loves. He wants to be present with those for whom he died. In each case, Jesus speaks of a reward, a blessing for the one who conquers. For those who withstand the false doctrine of works righteousness, Jesus will confess his name before the Father in heaven. For those who experience and hold up under persecution on account of Jesus, Jesus will write God's name on them. And those who believe and dwell with the Lord will sit with Jesus on the throne. Who is it that conquers? The one who conquers is a baptized child of God, who by the word of God believes in the heart and confesses the name of Jesus. The one who conquers is a baptized child of God, who receives the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The one who conquers is a baptized child of God, who eats and drinks at Jesus' table in his kingdom. That is the Lord's Supper. And as Jesus says in Luke 22, sits on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Does the church have trial and tribulation, distress and even failure? Yes, but the Lord will keep a remnant and preserve his elect. You who believe are the elect. You are the conquerors. Give thanks to the Lord. Be patient and endure. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Matthew Tooman from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Wapeteon, North Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.